Each evening, he would close the gates and continue along the shoreline to put out the fire in the sausage grill and see to it that everything was as it should be. He'd replace the moss that children had pulled off the big rocks, and he'd collect the coins from the wishing well and lay them out on a newspaper to dry. He'd check to make sure none of the ashtrays were burning, then empty them carefully into the open sculptural oven. The June nights were quiet and the lake motionless, with a mirror image beneath each little island. The guard loved his repeated evening strolls, closing for the night. At the gate there was a smell of hay and fertilizer from the farms all around. Along the shore was the smell of mud and grass, and then the sauna with its smell of wet soot, and when he walked by the sculptures made of plaster he could smell tar. All of them were impregnated with tar to protect them from the rain. He'd helped to paint them himself. During the day he didn't notice the smells, he heard only voices and feet. The caretaker liked the evenings and nights. He didn't need much sleep and often sat by himself in the peace and quiet of the lakeshore for hours. He didn't remember. He didn't worry. He just was. The only thing that troubled him was that the exhibition would close in the autumn. He'd grown used to it and couldn't imagine another kind of life. One evening he was making his rounds of the area as usual. He had closed the gates and everything should have been shipshape. Then he smelled smoke. Smoke from something burning. He was beside himself. Fire. Something was on fire. Half stumbling, he tried to run, a few steps in one direction, a few in another, until he realized that the smoke was only coming from the sausage grill. Intruders had hidden somewhere on the property and had now begun grilling sausages down by the lake.